My name is Pauline Sabin, and I founded the Women's Organization for National Prohibition Reform. At first, many persons believed prohibition would protect families, but in reality, it did the opposite. Crime skyrocketed, corruption spread, and even children saw the law being broken every day. How could we teach respect for the law when no one followed it? I created my organization when I heard Ella Bull, the leader of the Women's Christian Temperance Union, saying that her support for prohibition represented the women, all the women of America, which is completely false. I and all the women which are in my organization support its repeal. This is why, as you can see in the first picture, we took action. Our organization traveled across the country, gave thousands of speeches, held rallies, and lobbied politicians, showing that women weren't just in favor of prohibition. And with all these actions, we fought for the repeal. And when Franklin Roosevelt was elected in 1932, change finally came, as you can see in the second and fourth picture. Ending prohibition wasn't just about alcohol. It was about restoring justice, rebuilding the economy with alcohol taxes, and giving states control again.